This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, owls, the Ace Cosby joke of the day, the NFL, and Donnie Baker. They're all coming up right after this.
Sarge standing in a corner with a corn dog in her hand. By the way, she took the first bite. I knew I was her man.
Yeah.
Never mind the lazy eye. She's got that look soft to the right. She can see behind her when there's danger at night. We got a corn dog love. Rub-a-dub-dub. Sitting in a tub. It's a kind of love that daddy's been dreaming of. Corn dog love. Corn dog love.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have a lot going on, a lot to get to, and what may be two of my favorite stories coming up today. I'm really excited about them. One of them, of all things, involving chess and a huge controversy in the world of chess, and it's really interesting what they're accusing this guy of. Could you grab that for me?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. How are you?
Oh, good, but I went to the doctor yesterday, and he told me something I didn't want to hear.
What's that?
Oh, what kind of doctor?
The obstetrician. You know, the guy looks at your eyes.
No, that's
what, an optometrist?
Optometrist?
Yeah, obstetricians.
He's on a roll.
Obstetricians, I think they look a little lower, don't they? Is that,
whatever, Tom. The doctor gave me a bunch of these eye tests.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
And the one I really hate is the one with all them letters.
Right.
He said, can you read the small print? I said, hell no, if I could read small print, I wouldn't have a credit card with an interest rate of 27%. Then he puts me in the chair with the machine thing in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
Sure.
And it has me look through it and starts asking me, which one is better, one or two? Then he says again, slower, one or two. So basically, I went to eye doctor for a hearing test. The point is, he says I may need glasses to read, and he asked me if I read books regular. I said, well, I read Whippy's favorite bedtime book every night before bed, you know, Pet Cemetery.
Nice.
Then the doctor says I can get by with a cheap pair of reading glasses from like Walgreens. Like my mom Phyllis has. She calls them her cheaters.
Yeah, readers, yeah.
Yeah, and then he says, if you want to get fancy, you can get a pair of designer glasses. Then he sends me over some lady to look at glasses frames. Man, they're expensive.
Hmm.
The way I figure, they count on your eyes being so bad that you can't see the price stickers on them. I swear to God. It's all politics, man. So for now, I guess I'll borrow my mom Phyllis's.
Oh, really?
Well, it just feels wrong, you know, wearing my mom's glasses while I'm doing my research on Pornhub. Hey, Josh, for the record, you should try some of these. I never knew protruding nipples could have varicose veins. I gotta go.
You know, I didn't either. Wow.
Those are just magnifying glasses, I guess. Thank you, Johnny.
From earlier this morning, we were talking about owl attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Did anybody die in this letter?
Yeah. I used to live in Southern Oregon. There was a guy there who was hunting coyotes at night. He used a call that sounds like a dying rabbit to lure the coyotes in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then the owls actually, that was his hope. But anyway.
So he got attacked by an owl and it killed the guy?
Yes, tore his head off. Now.
And we wondered what a dying rabbit sounded like.
Ooh, I'm dying! Ian.
Actual audio.
I can see why the owls attacked.
Yeah.
That was very, very effective.
He knew the owl. He knew the rabbit was right there.
There's Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm dying.
There you go.
Well, thank you very much.
Is that where he's like hiding behind a tree and he's pretending that he had been shot and trying to lure?
I think that's the penguin episode.
Oh, okay.
Where he's, it's
guys
a Humphrey
know
Bogart.
All the episodes of Bugs Bunny?
But that's Bunny, not a rabbit.
Ace, you're about to go on probation.
Let's not argue over that. We don't want to split hairs.
You know, I
nothing from Griswold.
No, I considered saying the same thing, and then I thought, no.
Oh, did you?
No, yes, I did. I was going to do a hair joke. Well, let's see.
Other sports.
Well, just a second. Ace, excuse me, have you reloaded yet for this guy? I feel bad for Mike in the hospital recovering right now.
It's not really an extended process. I bet he is ready with a joke.
Mike in Baltimore. Mike, I'm pulling for you, Mike. I know what it's like being in the hospital, and I'm sure you're getting great care there, and everyone's helping you out. But you wanted to hear a joke because they say laughter is the best medicine.
Of course.
And so far, what do they call medicine that isn't really medicine?
What's placebo? Placebo.
Placebo, yeah. So far, we've been giving you placebo. Have you reloaded?
Quality care here.
Okay, you're ready? Okay. Now we're trying to save this guy, Mike, in Baltimore in the hospital. And here we go. Let's try it one more time.
Who's the sexy man with a deep voice? Ace Cosby. Joke of the day.
All this talk this morning about barbershops reminded me the last time I was at the barbershop.
Oh, yeah?
I went in, I told the guy, I wanted my haircut like Tom Cruise. Hmm. So he lifted me up and put me in a booster seat.
That was a joke of the day.
That's kind of
funny. Shorter man.
Yeah. Feel better? Feel better there, Mike?
Jumping on a bad dance.
Okay. Wow. Now what have we got? Oh, we have to go back to the sports?
And sports. Americans are ready for some football, and they proved it by repeatedly huddling in front of their big flat screens to watch gridiron action. Nielsen is out with its list of most popular primetime shows last week, topping the list, game between Tampa Bay and Dallas. 23.3 million people finishing second.
That's 23 times the number of people who watched the Emmy Awards.
Well, that's, yeah.
Not quite.
Fewer than a million, they say.
No, we have the story.
That's not right.
The Emmys?
Yeah.
I had seen 5 million.
Chick's got the story.
The Emmy Awards reached a record low audience of 5.9 million people on NBC Monday night. The Nielsen Company said it was smaller than even the pandemic disrupted ceremony in 20, which was seen by 6.1.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, Ted Lasso won everything. It's a nice show.
Yeah, it is.
It's nice.
Hey! I don't belong in this country.
Have you still not watched Ted Lasso?
No.
God.
I got off of it. I
watched the first season and then said, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I
saw the commercial and said, I get it.
Oh. Well, that says something about you and your taste. So.
I don't care. I don't care anymore.
By the way, Chick, not only was I wrong about that, but I was wrong about something else here. We were talking about Lawson's.
Yes.
And the famous roll-on Big O.
Mm-hmm.
Lawson's was one of the first sort of like 7-Eleven type places.
Convenience store.
Yeah. They are no longer in the United States, but they are now in Japan.
They are?
Yeah.
You sure it's the same company? Wow. Probably not.
And there'll be no pronunciation jokes.
Lawson was sold to Dairy Mart, who then changed to Circle K.
Ah,
Lawson stores still exist in Asia.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So who knew? Just to keep everything on the up and up.
Good morning, chuckleheads.
Hello.
Sorry, Christy.
I don't care.
She's made it clear.
Since Tom is squeamish about processed pizza rolls and the long Jess Hooker is a fabulous chef. You might see if she's willing to make pizza rolls
from scratch.
Simply pizza toppings are your choice. Cook sausage, pepperoni, whatever veggies. Tom can have kale, mix in some mozzarella and a marinara, roll it into an egg roll, right, and there you go.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Now we've asked Jess to create an apple pie with cheddar cheese on it, because that apparently is, as they say, dividing America. I've never tried it. Sounds good. I'll give it a shot. Now, do you have the chess story? I think it's quite interesting.
No. Cleveland Browns have unveiled a new midfield logo.
Oh, this is... Have you seen this thing?
They call it Brownie the Elf. This was back during the days that Paul Brown was trying to deny he was such an egomaniac. He named the team after himself, the Cleveland Browns. Head coach, founder, Paul Brown.
This is like a cue line, though. A brownie is an elf.
That's so...
It's another word for it.
They came up...
What?
They came up with... Oh, no, we meant elf. The Elves. Okay. So now that's the midfield logo. The 50-yard line will feature a giant image of Brownie the Elf, and I think Christy has a problem with it.
No, I'm looking at it right now. It's really cool. You see, you see the guy right there talking to the elf?
It's ridiculous.
You know what he's doing?
He's got his hands.
He's reading him his rights.
What?
It's the Cleveland Browns. You know, they fell.
He's an angry elf.
Brownie the Elf.
He's stiff-arming. He's a tough...
Yeah, but he looks mean and...
He first debuted in 1946 as the original logo of the Browns.
All right.
The new midfield image shows the Elf running with the football with a classic stiff-arm pose. Fans will get to see the new logo in action during the Browns' home opener against the Jets this Sunday. You know what else is interesting about the Browns and the Jets? That was the first Monday Night Football game ever. Cleveland Browns and the New York mm-hmm. Jets.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
Brownie looks kind of like that Keebler... Elf?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, with rabies.
Right?
He looks possessed.
Yes.
Is this one of your favorite stories, Tom? I'm guessing it is.
Of course it is.
The chess one?
The chess community believes a player may have cheated with the help of anal beads.
How in the heck?
According to reports, it's rocked the chess world.
Oh, come on.
Rock the chess world. Rock the chess
during
world.
I mean,
this is a really an interesting idea here.
During tournament play at the St. Louis Chess Club.
Oh, I've been there.
In round three of the cup, Magnus Carlsen, a chess grandmaster from Norway, of course, played against Hans Niemann, a 19-year-old prodigy from San Francisco. And what Vice News described as an upset for the ages, Niemann beat Carlsen. An interview posted online, Niemann said, "I think Carlsen was just so demoralized because he's losing to an idiot like me. It must be embarrassing for the world champion to lose to me." Carlsen announced he's withdrawn from the tournament, with some interpreting his tweet as implied, accusing Niemann of cheating. One theory floating around proposes that Niemann cheated by using electronic anal beads connected to a chess engine computer, which would vibrate when he made the correct moves.
Really?
So is it like Morse code of the buns? I mean, think of that.
Okay.
It wouldn't be the buns.
I mean, you know what I'm saying.
The anus.
Right. In other words, inside he would be... you could theoretically do Morse code that way.
Yes.
Remember the time that we had that vibrating device that was built into a pair of panties?
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose someone could say whatever.
That's the thing. There are electronic devices that don't have to be anal beads.
Yeah.
This guy wanted them
right.
to be anal beads.
There are many things out there that vibrate.
Yes.
No.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I didn't know anal beads vibrated.
I wasn't aware of the vibrating anal beads.
I'm sure that's probably a specialty item. Hmm. Maybe they were made specifically for this purpose. Can you see this in a James Bond movie, Mr. Bond?
How did they find out?
It's a theory. They're theorizing that someone was helping this guy somehow.
Oh, so there's no evidence
of this
at all.
So there's no evidence that he had anal beads in? So we're speculating.
No, we're not speculating. Other people in the chess world are speculating.
Bizarre speculation.
Right. Yeah,
no. Talk about your Bobby Fischer.
Are they going to start... Before you play chess, now you got to bend over and spread them?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there you go. Who'd ever thought of this, though? What a bizarre...
Yeah, that's weird.
It could be in all kinds of different things. It could be used if you had someone that knew Morse code. Dat, dash, dat, whatever.
Right.
Oh, hang on.
I move my knife.
I mean, they've accused baseball players of cheating, but never with anal beads.
No.
Yeah, two buzzes in the ass means it's going to be a fastball. 6 buzzes for a knuckleball.
This is weird.
If this isn't a thing yet, it could become one.
No.
I think this would be very easy to become one.
No.
It'd be sort of like some tampon. There'd be a little thing dangling out your butt crack that would be like an antenna, as well as the removing the flange that helps you remove it from.
This is all conjecture, though. It's so strange.
Yeah.
No, but you know what?
I don't put it past you that you came up with it.
Yeah.
No, I think it's actually brilliant.
Well,
what?
I don't support this person cheating, but. You could see some other place where this could be used. Remember the famous Pueblo incident, and was it Captain Lloyd Bucher was doing Morse code with his eyelids?
Famous incident.
Saying, no.
I'm like, hey, yeah.
I'm being tortured.
Right.
Yeah, this is under duress. Yeah, but it's a famous, for those that have cracked open a book, you might know that.
But this is...
this is amazing to me. You could... And there's all kinds of applications for this this particular technology. You don't think so?
I mean...
The way we've miniaturized things,
pushed your button.
I think I suppose it could be done maybe even with an earring. You could have an earring in that would vibrate.
Oh, that would make more sense.
I don't understand how this is so it's hooked to a computer that's better at chess than this man. That's the idea.
My guess is it's there's someone with a chess computer
saying here's what you do to beat this.
Well, the computer says this. It's pretty far fetched, but
this whole thing is.
Why not use an earpiece or something? How about that?
Well, that'd be so obvious and nowhere near as funny.
Okay.
What was the source on this story?
That you thought this was funny.
It's from the Riverfront Times.
The Riverfront esteemed publication.
Which I'm well aware of that publication, and it's an interesting publication,
oh,
sure.
Oh, and Riverfront Times from St. Louis.
It is, sure. Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
I mean, okay.
Fascinating idea.
They have fun stories in there.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Is it like the Weekly World News?
No, it's more legit for local St. Louis stories.
Okay.
But it's also got its...
This is on the International Newswire.
It's got its quirky side as well.
No, it's in the International Newswire.
Yes, quite international.
It's on the International
Newswire. Sure.
Have you ever noticed that no one else uses the term International Newswire but you? Have you noticed that?
Mm, that's a shame.
Oh, really?
They're not up early in the morning reading the International Newswire.
Because it's not a thing.
Or it doesn't exist.
Right.
No, it exists.
It does not exist. It's just international news. Yes, there's no wire anymore.
Yeah, we news veterans, Christy, we like to refer to it as the wire.
When I think
still.
Of you, I think of a newsman. You and Edward R. Murrow.
I like to think of it like, like, and now from the International Newswire. Dateline London.
This is where you want that to come back. You would love it. Well, hell, what am I saying? It's never gone away in your brain.
Nope.
And I love Morse code.
And be sure and join us.
I'm sure we have some folks listening right now that know Morse code. And
be sure and join us tonight.
Learned it in the Boy Scouts.
Leave it to Beaver and Mitch Miller.
For those of you that are not familiar with Morse code, which is, of course, the dot dash used famously in the movie Titanic. You'll hear them.
Of course.
If you want to know more about Morse code, you'll find it at dot dash dot com.
All that for that. And isn't there a song?
I should have given that to you, Ace.
Isn't there a song that uses Morse code?
Oh, there are a whole bunch of them.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to fizz people.
Here's a little sample.
What experienced operators mean by smooth sending when they say, another operator has a good fist. How does one acquire a fist that good?
Oh.
Actually, it's not too hard.
No.
Just do what the man says.
God, I think you love that announcer voice from back in the day. You know how to find a good fist? Go to a bus station.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.